Sudanese opposition leaders say their presence in Khartoum marks the end of war and should silence the sounds of guns across the country. Speaking at a news conference at the state-owned Sudan News Agency office Tuesday, Al-Hadi Idris, chairman of the opposition umbrella group Sudanese Revolutionary Front, or SRF, reiterated the commitment of all signatories to the peace agreement signed in Juba, South Sudan, to fully implement the deal in good faith. Idris says he and other opposition leaders came to Khartoum this week with open and sincere hearts and will work with the government officials to implement the deal. He calls it a golden opportunity to build a new Sudan.
This agreement is great, unique, and it's different from all of the previous agreements. It has been signed in a different political environment. It has gained regional and international support, and I'm confident that Sudanese citizens will stand beside us and we all implement this agreement together.
Under the deal, all opposition groups are now part of the transitional government, according to Idris. He says opposition groups will take full responsibility for any political decisions put forth by the government.
From today onwards, we will bear the consequences of all policies of the transitional government and take full responsibility for its decision. We are aware that our Sudanese citizens are suffering greatly. There are shortages on fuel, bread, and many other basic commodities. Our citizens have a right to deserve a better life than this.
Last week, General Abdel Fattah al-Burhan, who heads the Sudan Sovereign Council, pardoned all armed groups who took up arms against the government, with exception of those individuals charged with the crimes against humanity and are wanted by the International Criminal Court. On Sunday, opposition groups were welcomed back to Khartoum by government officials during a peace celebration. Speaking at the same news conference, Malik Agar, who heads the Sudan People's Liberation Movement North Faction, said if the peace deal is implemented in good faith, it will pave the way for a peaceful environment across Sudan. Agar called on all Sudanese political forces to utilize the peace deal and rebuild the country's social fabric, which he says has been destroyed over the past three decades during the rule of ousted President Omar al-Bashir.
We are coming to put our hands in the hands of our brothers in the political revolutionary forces so that we are able to build a new Sudan that is based on equal citizenship without any sorts of discrimination. And I believe this is possible at any time if we all work together. We will strive to see into it that Sudan doesn't witness any other separation. We will continue to support the unity of territory and the people of Sudan.
Agar says he is glad that the peace deal calls for integrating government and opposition forces into one unified Sudanese army, something he says will exemplify Sudan's diversity.
We are coming along with our forces and they are our army, but this is not going to last. These forces are going to be united as one Sudanese armed forces. The army that will represent our Sudanese diversity. In a short while, all these forces are going to be integrated into one united Sudanese army.
General Al-Burhan is expected to name three more members to the Sovereign Council soon, bringing the total number of the council to 14. Other changes are also expected to be made in the cabinet in accordance with the Juba peace deal. For VOA News, I am Michael Atit in Khartoum.